Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah the class will have the second class related to the belief that Allah is the one who regulates, controls and governs everything in the universe. It is actually the second class of the spiritual clinic, and the title of the class is The Secret of These Five Precious Keys. Again today inshallah sisters, I need to clarify that this series of classes, which I called the spiritual clinic, which already were started last week, they are having a goal. The goal is the cure, healing and treatment of every spiritual illness, fear, worry, upset, confusion, loneliness, misery, sadness and depression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the spirits, is the only one who knows the way for the cure and healing, because he is the one who creates the spirits. Accordingly, the most merciful sent for us the rules of the Quran to be the way for the treatment and guidance. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for us our messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the role model of a mankind, who was a mercy for the mankind, as his manners were the rules of the Quran, the rules of guidance, the rules of cure and healing. Again, we all Muslims need to believe that only Allah, the Almighty, can cure, can heal and treat all the spirits, because He is the one who plans, governs and controls our lives. It is the will and power of Allah that plans for all of us. It is Allah's decree that is the reality of our worldly life. So let us first agree that we need to have the firm belief in the above mentioned facts, so that we can follow the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with all the sincerity and all the understanding and the belief that these rules are the rules of guidance, cure, tranquility, success, security and mercy. The spiritual clinic is a clinic run by the Creator and the owner of the spirits. Accordingly, the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah are the medicines, which inshallah will be our way to righteous life and to paradise. I want to clarify a very important fact, that it is the rules of the Quran which will cure all our spiritual problems. It is not just to recite the Quran and then to say, I feel tranquility in my heart, without understanding the meaning of the verses of the Quran and without following the rules of the Quran. This is wrong concept regarding the Quran as a cure and heal for the spirits. The Quran is a cure and heal for the spirits when you follow the rules of the Quran. When the rules of the Quran will be your way of life, when the rules of the Quran will be the way of guidance, when the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the way which you are planning to live your life accordingly, when the life of the Muslims will be the life which are planned according to the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, in the spiritual clinic, which is the series of the classes, which we have class number 2 today, in this clinic, which is run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach us the rules of the Quran, and also we will learn about the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we will learn about the rules, we are supposed to believe that these rules are the medicine. So we have to follow the rules. We have to follow it the same way we are keen to take the medicine when we are sick and when we are ill. When our body is sick or ill, we always take the medicines. So when our spirits are sick and ill, and we have the problems of loneliness and misery and unhappiness, we are supposed to follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to take the medicine and the cure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah. And actually this is how the spiritual clinic will be run. It will be run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the rules of his book and the rules of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the firm belief that these are the real cure and the real healing of the spirits, because they are from the one who creates the spirits and controls and plans and governs everything in the universe. The class of today is called The Secrets of the Five Precious Keys. Actually, today inshallah we will continue to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows al-ghayb. And as I clarified last class, that al-ghayb is what is lying beyond the reach of human perception. Inshallah, today I will use the English word unseen to give the meaning of the Arabic word al-ghayb, as the word unseen is more easy than what is lying beyond the reach of human perception. Actually, today we will learn about the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "The keys of the paradise." Who said the keys of the unseen are five? None knows them but Allah. Number one, none knows when the hour will be established but Allah. Number two, none knows when it will rain but Allah. Number three, none knows what is in the womb but Allah. Number four, none knows what will happen tomorrow but Allah. And number five, none knows where he will die but Allah. This hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is based on verse number 34 from Surah Luqman, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. Verily, Allah with him alone is the knowledge of the hour. He sends down the rain and knows which is in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily, Allah is all knower, all aware of everything. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning five keys, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified them in his hadith. These are called keys because, according to many scholars, they are the keys for what is behind them. Actually, according to the scholars, the hour is the key of the day of resurrection, that is to say, the key of the hereafter. The rain is the key of the life on the earth. The third key is which is in the wombs. Which is in the wombs is the key of the life of the mankind. The fourth key is what he will earn tomorrow. This is the key of the future. The fifth key is what land he will die. This is the key of death, time and place. So it is clear that we must believe that these are the keys of the unseen. The keys of the unseen are the keys of five doors. These doors and these keys are only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These keys, the hour, the time of the rain, which is in the wombs, what he will earn tomorrow, and what land he will die, these are the keys of the doors, which are our life, the death, resurrection, final destination. All are only known to Allah, the one who regulates, governs, controls, and plans all the matters. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that plans our existence, our present time, and our future, our death, and our resurrection. A fact which we need to reflect on it, and to have time to realize it and to believe in it, so that we can get the benefit of the message of this verse. It is the belief that the keys of all that in the universe is known and planned by Allah. Also the hour, the day of resurrection, our final destination, the eternal one, is also known and controlled by none but Allah. A fact which will make our heart to realize the unity, the majesty, and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one who knows the keys of the unseen, and the only one who knows what is behind these keys. Also, we human being will feel the weakness and helpless and the need of the mankind to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will feel that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night and in every second, because everything is known and controlled only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, when we believe and realize that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows about our existence, who knows about our future, our death, our resurrection, when we realize these facts, we will feel the great blessings of being guided by the one who plans our life and our destination. Also, we will feel security and trust, which we never feel it except through the bond with the one who knows everything about our life. Let us now reflect on the keys of the unseen, praying to Allah to grant us the above blessings. He is the most merciful. The first key which we will learn about is the hour, and the hour actually is the key of the hereafter. Let us learn first what is the meaning of the word the hour. In the Quran, the hour is mentioned many times, and actually the hour means the day of resurrection and the last day, the day of recompense, the true day, the day of sorting out, the great day, Al-Qari'ah, the striking hour, Al-Haqqa, the inevitable. There are many names which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the hour in the Quran, and it is all around the meaning of the day of sorting out or the day of judgment. And actually, in order to know about what is the door behind the hour, we clarified that the hour is the key for what is behind it. So what is behind it? What will happen after the hour? What is the door which the hour will open it? That is to say, what is the door which the hour is its key? In order to know about that door, we will read from Surah Al-Rum, Surah number 30, and we will read verse number 14, 15, and 16. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يتفرقون فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فهم في روضة يحبرون وأما الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة فأولئك في العذاب محضرون. And on the day when the hour will be established, the day shall all men be separated. That is to say, the believers will be separated from the disbelievers. Then, as for those who believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did the righteous good deeds, they shall be honored and made to enjoy the life in a garden of delight, that is to say, the paradise. And as for those who disbelieved and belied our ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, Allah's messengers and resurrection, and also they belied the meeting of the hereafter, such shall be brought forth to the torment of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the hour is the key hereafter, the eternal life. On the hereafter, people will be divided into two groups. A group who will have the eternal life of happiness in the paradise, because they are the believers whom they live their lives as a farm to do the good deeds for the hereafter. And accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them the eternal happiness. The other group is the group which they didn't believe in the ayat and verses, revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they didn't do the good deeds in this life. Accordingly, their eternal life is the hellfire. Actually, the hour and the hereafter will be, inshallah, the subject of a group of classes, which inshallah we will have it after we will finish about the belief of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the spiritual clinic, because actually after finishing these classes, inshallah, the spirit will be ready to learn about the hour, the day of resurrection, and the hereafter. So the first key of the five precious keys of the unseen is the key of the hour, which is the key to open the door of the hereafter, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the paradise our final destination, inshallah. The second key is the rain, which is the source of the life on the earth. That is to say, the rain is the key for the door of the life on the earth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 30. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون. Out of water, everything, every living thing. Again, we have made out of water every living thing. This is the great fundamental fact about the water, which is the first environment where life begins. It is Allah who sends down rain in accordance with His wisdom and in the measure He chooses. People may know by experience and measurement that rain is due, but they can't create the conditions that bring rain about. The Quran is clarifying that it is Allah who sends down the rain, as it is He who initiates the universal conditions that form and regulates it. All the plants, the trees, vegetables, fruits, flowers, animals, they all depend on the rain for their nutrition and growth. Accordingly, people are always in need of the rain as a source of life, and they are always forgetting that the rain is the key which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Let us learn about the people's attitudes when they give hope that rain will fall. Now we will read from Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 42, verse number 28. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا وينشر رحمته وهو الولي الحميد. And he is who sends down the rain after they have despaired and spreads His mercy, and He is the protector worthy of all the praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends down the rain according to His wisdom, according to His decree, and according to His knowledge. And actually, it is always minutes between the despair and Allah's mercy. People always feel despair when no rain comes to them. But if they were to keep hope in Allah's mercy, they will realize that rain was very close to come, because Allah is the most merciful. Again and again, sisters, we need to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates the whole universe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is sending for us the rain in order for life on the earth to be always there. Accordingly, the life on the earth is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sends down the rain, and every one of us is supposed to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember the mercy of Allah, to remember the knowledge of Allah when we look to the sky, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send for us the rain, because the rain is the source of the life. So the second key of the unseen is related to the timing of the rain, because the timing of the rain is the key for the life on the earth. Both the key and the door are up to the Creator, the owner, the planner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third key is according to verse number 34 from Surah Luqman, which is in the womb. It is the key of the life of the mankind. This is exclusive knowledge, similar to that of the last hour. It is Allah alone who knows with certainty what wombs contain. At the time, even before the baby, is a clot of blood in the mother's womb. Number two, Allah knows the features of the fetus, and Allah knows the senses, and Allah knows the characteristics and the future abilities. Again and again, sisters, nowadays there are some people whom they are under the impression that they can know what kind of baby they have, baby boy or baby girl, and they can choose even what baby they have, and through the ultrasound they can follow the growth of the baby, and they can know everything about the baby. But again and again, sisters, let every one of us question herself. Through the ultrasound they can see that the baby is having eyes, but they can't be sure that the baby is having vision in these eyes. Through the ultrasound they can know that the baby is having ears, but they can't be sure that the baby is having hearing in his eyes. Through the ultrasound they can know that the baby is having a brain, but they are not sure that he can reflect and understand through that brain. Through the ultrasound they can know that the baby is having a heart, but they don't know that heart will be a heart of a believer or a heart of a disbeliever. Through the ultrasound they can see a baby, but they can't know that baby will be a righteous human being or not. So again and again, we must have the belief that human being knowledge is limited, very limited knowledge, and the real knowledge, the true knowledge, the certain knowledge is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us have the proofs from the Quran. Now we will recite from Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 8 and 9. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار عالم الغيب والشهادة الكبير المتعال. Allah knows what every female bears and by how much the wombs fall short of their time or number or exceed. Everything with Him is in due proportion. Allah, knower of the unseen and the seen, the most great, the most high. Actually, according to this verse, we must believe that our imagination starts to follow every female in this world, every female in the rural and urban areas, amongst nomadic tribes and city dwellers, in houses, in towns, and in forests. We can consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows every pregnancy carried in every womb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every drop of blood that moves in or out of all these wombs. Sisters, let every one of us in reality reflect on that fact, that how many pregnant women are pregnant in this hour all over the world. There are women whom they are pregnant in 1 month, there are others 2 months, there are others 7 months, others are about to deliver. All these pregnant women all over the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is following their pregnancy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowing every drop of blood that moves in and out of these wombs. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows the unseen all over the world. Let us recite also from Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar, first number 6, to know more and more about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is related to the unseen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نمبر 39 فيرس نمبر 6. خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام 8 أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات 3. ذلكم الله ربكم له ملك لا إله إلا هو فأنا تصرفون. He created you all from a single person, Adam, then made from him his wife Hawa, and he has sent down for you a cattle. He has sent down for you of cattle 8 pairs of the sheep, 2 male and female of the goats, 2 male and female of the oxen, 2 male and female, and of the camels, 2 male and female. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers, creation after creation, in 3 veils of darkness. Such Allah, your Lord, His is the kingdom. La ilaha illa hu, none has the right to be worshipped but he. How then you are turned away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us about the creation, which is all from single person Adam, and then from his wife Hawa all the generations on the earth were created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that there are 3 darkness around the baby, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about the baby. These 3 darkness are the darkness of the amniotic sac, which the embryo grows in. The second is the darkness of the uterus, and the third is the darkness inside the mother's body. It is the knowledge and power of Allah, the Creator, that takes care of the baby's growth inside this darkness. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is beyond the reach of human perception and which is only known to Allah. So the third key is the key of what is in the womb, and actually what is in the womb is the mankind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the key. That is to say, Allah knows what is inside the womb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the door which that key will lead off, which is the creation and the existence of the mankind. The fourth key is what he will earn tomorrow. This is the key of the door of man's future, which is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows what will happen to them tomorrow, good or bad, benefit or harm, ease or hardship, health or sickness, obedience to Allah or disobedience. We must realize that the word earn in that verse is far more general than material gain. It applies to everything that happens to a person tomorrow, which is kept hidden under thick cover. Actually, here I have to remind myself and to remind all the sisters that every one of us is always under the impression that tomorrow I can go, for example, to my work and I can come home again and I can, for example, go and buy the clothes which I am looking for, and I can watch the television, and I can, and I can, and I can. And when you ask anyone how you are sure that you can do all these acts tomorrow, everyone will answer, because this is the routine of our worldly life. Every day we wake up and every day we go to the work and we return home and we watch the television. This is the normal routine of every day. So what is the problem to expect what we will do or what we will earn tomorrow? Actually, sister, this is wrong concept, because the true concept is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about what we will all earn tomorrow. No one knows in certainty what he will do tomorrow. Everyone is under the impression that tomorrow can be like today, but this is wrong, because always tomorrow, there is always tomorrow. The decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which no one of us know it. Every one of us must believe that even for today, for the present time, I am not sure how today will end. I am not sure I will be still alive by the end of today. I will be still healthy by the end of today. I will be still wealthy by the end of today. And I think it was clear for every one of us how many changes happened regarding the wealth of many people in America and all over the world over the last 2 months. So to be sure about tomorrow, and even to be sure about the rest of your present day, this is a wrong concept. You must believe in the unseen. You must believe that no one knows what he will earn tomorrow. No one is sure what will happen tomorrow. And actually, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he hides about us what will happen tomorrow, so that we will be all the time connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the good tomorrow and to make all what is harmful to us away from us tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can give us the benefit, who can give us the health, who can give us the obedience, who can give us all the good tomorrow. And Allah, the only one who knows about what will happen to every one of us about tomorrow. Actually, sisters, knowing about tomorrow is actually a goal for many mankind because they have the fear of tomorrow, and in order to get rid of that fear about tomorrow, they always try to know it, and they always try to go to the people whom they claim that they know about tomorrow. Again and again, we Muslims, we true believers, we believe in the rules of the Quran, we believe that no one knows what he will earn tomorrow, because this is one of the keys of the unseen, which are only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't allow any of the mankind to know about tomorrow. Tomorrow is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates, the one who plans, the one who governs, the one who controls everything. Let every one of us believe in that fact. None knows what will happen tomorrow. And as a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a true believer in the verse which I will recite it today, now, we must have the feeling of tranquility, the feeling of peace, the feeling of security regarding tomorrow, inshallah, because tomorrow is only known to Allah, and Allah is the most merciful. Now, inshallah, I will recite for you from Surah Hud, Surah number 11. I will recite verse number 123. Actually, this verse, this ayah, which I will recite it now, is one of the verses of the Quran which can give the spirit the feeling of peace, the feeling of acceptance, the feeling of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the feeling that so long as everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as I am a true believer trying my best to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly I don't feel fear, I don't feel worry, I don't feel upset about tomorrow, because tomorrow is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, the most merciful. Now let us recite from Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 123, so that we can have our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding tomorrow, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ فَاعْبُدُهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And to Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs for decision. So worship Him, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do. Actually, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending forth a message which is full of and trust. Allah is clarifying that the knowledge and decision for everything in the universe are up to Him only. As for us, the human being, it is the worship and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn now from this class, that all the knowledge is up to Him. And as we learn from the previous classes about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all what is in the heaven and in the earth, and they are all written and recorded in the record, in the records of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who plans, controls, and governs all the life. So up to Allah is the decision for everything. If we believe in this reality, which we believers must believe in, that the knowledge is all to Allah, and the decision is all to Allah, accordingly and automatically, we will be all deviated to worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting all the trust in Him, and this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the believers. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean just to pray and to fast. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that to do all the deeds and the sayings in your life up to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking to have the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be every deed and every saying in our life. Before you sleep at night, every one of us must have the intention that, O Allah, I will sleep now so that I will have some rest, and so that inshallah I can wake up to pray at night or to pray Fajr prayer accordingly. If you have the intention before you sleep that you sleep in order to be able to worship Allah and in order to be able to fulfill your trust as a believer, your trust regarding your Lord, your trust regarding yourself, your trust regarding your parents, your husband, your wife, your kids, your Muslim brothers and sisters, if you have this intention that, O Allah, I will sleep now in order to worship you, to be able to worship you in the best shape, to be able to fulfill my trust towards to fulfill all my trusts in the best shape, inshallah your sleeping will be an act of worship. Then when you wake up in the morning, you again renew your intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. O Allah, today is a new day. I have the intention that all my deeds and all my things are for your sake. I am only looking for your pleasure. I am only looking for your reward. Then inshallah every saying and every deed will be counted for you as an act of worship. Accordingly, all your life can be an act of worship if you have the intention, the sincere intention, the true intention that, O Allah, all my deeds and all my sayings are only for your sake. This is the meaning of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say, living your life according to His commands, living your life in full obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for His pleasure and the reward only from Him. If you will live this life, inshallah you will feel that you have all the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are a true believer striving to live your life for the sake of Allah. Inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have all the trust in Him. Accordingly, when you will have this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly you will always have the feeling of tranquility and peace regarding your future, regarding your earning, regarding your life, even the death, because they are all up to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the one whom we put all our trust in Him. Accordingly, sisters, in this worldly life, it is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe in His unity. Because when you believe in His unity, you believe that He is the one who creates, the one who owns, the one who has the knowledge, and the one who has the decision. When you believe in all these facts related to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah you will try to live your life as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the trust in Allah, having the connection with Allah day and night. Accordingly, your heart will be always full of trust, and you will be always feel content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way for having a healthy heart and actually having a good heart and having inshallah a healthy spirit. spirit. So this is the fourth key, which is the key of the key for the future. And now alhamdulillah, we agree that we must have the sincere intention regarding obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our future full of hope and full of happiness and peace inshallah. The fifth key in this verse is what Allah said about it, is that in what land he will die. That is to say, the fifth key is the key for the door of this. Again and again, sisters, every one of us is worried about when I will die, where I will die, how I will die, what will be the circumstances around my death, how can I escape it, how can I forget about it, because this is not an easy issue to be reflected on for every human being, because actually we are always worried about the issue of the death. But again and again, sisters, we are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are true believers that there will be an hour, and there will be a hereafter, and there must be the event of this. It must happen, so that whoever lives the life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be looking for getting the reward and inshallah living in the paradise. Accordingly, for the believer, this is the station between the test of the worldly life and the paradise, which is the goal for every believer. Accordingly, we must feel that this is an event in our life which will lead to getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting to live in the paradise inshallah. So the believers are supposed not to fear the death, because this is the way to the paradise inshallah. And this key is the key which is related to the land where the death will happen. That is to say, it is the key of the death. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah wants to take a person's soul in a particular land, he will give him a reason to go there. Subhanallah, sisters, every one of us is always happy when he has the opportunity to travel from one place to another place. When he or she has the opportunity to live in different countries. When we have every summer always, every one of us will be very happy if he has the opportunity to travel to his country back and to spend some time with his family. But subhanallah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this key of moving from one, this trip to move from one land to another, what is behind it? Maybe I will travel this summer to Cairo because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me, Allah will take my soul there. Accordingly, Allah give me a reason to go to Cairo this summer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Only one who knows that key is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one who knows the door of that key, which is the death, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, always in our life, we mankind are always very excited with the outside picture. Everyone is so excited when he or she will know that they have the opportunity to travel. But no one of us try to think and to reflect on that hadith, that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me the opportunity to travel to a particular land because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take my soul there. Again and again, sisters, this life, the future, day of judgment, hereafter, are only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us all appreciate being believers inshallah in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of this, actually, I will just tell a story which can give some comfort and ease to some of the sisters whom they are pregnant and whom they are always following their pregnancy through the ultrasound visits. Actually, I am always listening to complaints from many sisters whom they are pregnant that always when they go to ultrasound visit, they are always the doctors always mention to them that they notice some abnormalities related to their babies, and the doctors always make them to feel fear regarding the baby. Maybe the baby's heart is not normal, maybe the baby's brain size is not normal, maybe the baby looks very small, maybe the baby looks very big, maybe the kidneys are not normal, and so and so. And actually here in America, according to the progress of the science, these ultrasound nowadays are so sophisticated that they are always giving these fears to the mothers all the time during the time of pregnancy. Again and again, sisters, let us remember the key related to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows what is inside the womb. I will mention to all the mothers whom they are pregnant now a story which is happened to my daughter. Actually, my daughter was pregnant, and she called me one day during her pregnancy when she was 6 months pregnant. She told me, Mona, my mother, I want to tell you that actually the doctor today told me that he noticed that one of the kidneys of my baby is not normal. He noticed that there are some cysts inside the kidney, and the kidney is having a bigger size than the normal kidney, and the doctor told me that he is worried about the kidney of my baby, and he is also worried that maybe there are other congenital abnormalities, and so and so. Actually, my daughter was crying and crying on the phone, and she was telling me, Mom, I can't tolerate to have a baby who is not normal. Mom, what can I do now? Mom, why? Mom, I told her, May remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that the knowledge of the what is inside the womb is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that these ultrasound are just machines. Machines which the doctors are the one to evaluate its pictures. It is still human being issues. And Allah is the most merciful. And the knowledge and the certain knowledge is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told her, may you have this event today because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to remember him, wants you to remember the verse which is related to the keys of the unseen, wants you to remember that everything is only up to him because he is the one who creates and he is the one who has the knowledge. I told her, may calm down, remember Allah, may pray to rak'ahs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on him to give you a healthy baby. May I want you during the rest of your pregnancy to become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, to remember that Allah is the one creating inside you the baby, to remember that Allah is the one who is giving the growth and the life to and the health to the baby, believing that everything is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told her, may forget about having any more ultrasound regarding to your baby. Just put full trust in Allah and worship Him as He taught us in Surah Hud, and keep this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a source of trust in your heart, and inshallah everything will be alright. Subhanallah, she started to calm down and she cancelled all the ultrasound visits until the end of her pregnancy. I told her, may consider yourself living in a village where there is no ultrasound examinations for the babies, what will be the situation? The situation will be more better than these sophisticated ultrasound issues which is going on now. Accordingly, she cancelled all these ultrasound examinations and she put all her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise to Allah. Her baby was delivered, alhamdulillah, in the best shape. He was having, actually I was a pediatrician and I was a neonatologist and I know about these issues. One of his kidneys, subhanallah, looks a little bit bigger, but it is functioning 100% completely normal. Nobody of us knows about his kidneys. Nobody of us knows actually if he or she is having two kidneys. Even me, Mona, I don't know in reality if I have two kidneys or one kidney. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So long as I am healthy, this is not a problem for me to know about my body. The one who creates my body is the one who is giving me the health according to his mercy. So when this happened to my daughter, I told her, May, it was a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding you that everything is up to him. All the knowledge is up to him. All the mercy in this life is his mercy. The doctors are just a connection to send for us some messages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the beginning and at the end, it is all the matters. It is up to the one who controls and plans everything. Let us always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us always remember the keys of the unseen. Let us always remember the doors of the unseen which we are living in. Let us always remember that it is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is allowing us to live this worldly life according to his rules. Let us always belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look for the hope and support only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most important priority in this life, because this will be your way to the hope, to the trust, to the security and peace. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the sake of Allah, sisters, always remember these very precious five keys of the unseen which only Allah knows, which only Allah keep only for himself, so that we all the time remember him, we all the time remember his knowledge, remember his power, remember our total dependence on him and our continuous day and night need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows everything in the heavens and in the earth and all what is in between. And let us now inshallah make the dua. Actually, from next class inshallah we will start to know about Allah, the planner, the governor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who governs, plans and administrates. We will learn about the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our health, our provision, our wealth, our kids, our life, and inshallah this will be classes full of hope, full of trust, full of peace, full of obedience to Allah and love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the most merciful. Let us make the dua inshallah.